You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Another week, another mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me on this President's Day weekend, holiday weekend. Hope you're having a good one. First question up from Don Evans. With Brian Dawkins going into the Hall of Fame, do you think this will open the door for more safeties such as Steve Atwater to get in as well? Well, I do think more safeties are coming. You have Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu from the Ravens and Steelers, respectively. I mentioned them last week. They're going to get in the near future. You hope to see John Lynch push the ball over the goal line as well. I do think that the voters are revisiting safeties in particular. They know that there's a lack of safeties, and getting Kenny Easley and Brian Dawkins in helps, but that didn't correct it. Now, Steve Atwater, you know, that's an interesting case because he's only been a finalist once. But the more you present his case, and I've noticed this on Orange and Blue 760, when we talk to Hall of Fame voters, when you talk about Steve Atwater and you give the case, you can sense, hey, you know, they see something there that maybe they weren't observant of, and maybe they'll take a second look at Steve Atwater in the next few years. Of course, he is a modern era nominee through 2024. After that, he goes to the seniors committee. So time is running out for Steve Atwater in the modern era. You want to get it done at some point. I think there's momentum for him, but you have to get him back in the room as a finalist first. That's the top priority. Let's see if we can get that done for 2019. This one from Fred Tyler. What are the chances of ever seeing a member of the Orange Crush defense in the Hall of Fame? I think they're pretty good. Of course, it's all about the seniors committee. This year, the seniors committee will have one nominee for the 2019 class. The seniors committee will choose its nominee this summer. The lack of an Orange Crush member, it's glaring. Jeff Legwold, the Denver representative in the Hall of Fame selection committee, has spoken about this. Think of all the iconic defenses in NFL history. Doomsday, Steel Curtain, Purple People Eaters, the Bears defense of the 1980s, the Ravens defense, early 2000s. All of these defenses and more have representation. The Broncos Orange Crush defense does not. That is a big problem and a big oversight. Of course, the two most obvious candidates are Randy Gratishar and Louis Wright. I think if you get them both, one of them or both of them in the room as seniors nominees, I think they could both get in. I think they both have compelling cases. But the key is to get them through the seniors committee. That's a tough row to hoe because you've got plenty of qualified nominees from all teams there. I think the only way you're going to kind of bridge that or kind of break through that lock, maybe you've got to have a year with a seniors committee nominee from every team, perhaps. Maybe for 2019, the NFL's 100th anniversary, we'll see. But I do think at some point we'll see an Orange Crush player in the Hall of Fame. It's not imminent, but I think it'll happen someday. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter at Mace Denver. Of course, listen to me every weekday, Monday through Friday on Orange and Blue 760, 10 to noon with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.